here's some for them cars that be booking.
Yeah, Doc D, D Real, Slater Thorpe, those days, the remix. Come on.
I remember when I was growing up, didn't have no money, but my life didn't seem so tough. We were all now only, it was just my mama and me.
One day what a shirt, other day what a flat. But that was then, I'm really near mad. Cheddar glitter winks from the Gucci links. Land on my dresser, girls moan when they see the homes that I own. All the custom made jewelry with diamond cut stones. Imported colognes is what I slash on my body, making hits with Slater Thorpe.
Check it out, check it out. See my bills, they high, my ears, they low. Keep my eyes on the Lord, try to take life slow. I think about the day when I was a shouty. 6th or 7th grade, slick Rick, make a lot of dollars. Shot hoop like Blotty, but never in the gym. On the telephone pole with an old bicycle rim. I know it sounds crazy, but I gotta thank the Lord for the beatings I received with that long extension cord. What?
Hey,
welcome to I Am Indie. It's your boy Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, and Reg in the house live today. Today we have exciting new show. Or should I say new show? Exciting show. The show that introduces you to the latest and the greatest independent artists, their music, and the professionals that make up the entertainment industry. We are the pipeline to the entertainment industry. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. We don't have no foolish stuff going on, so you can miss that one, but it is April 1st. We got a great show in store for you today. Later in the show, we have Jay Crimmy. Will be joining us to give us an update on who is wearing what in fashion eyewear on stage and around town. This is the man that's about his business, can make you look like something if you don't look like nothing, but we know you do. But anyway, he's the guy that got that going on. Jay is the owner of Las Vegas Premier Eyewear Boutique, which he'll be joining us shortly to let y'all know what's up with that. What you got going on, Red? Talk to me. What you doing, man?
April Fool's, bro. April Fool's. I just got an April Fool's text. I just got a text that was off the chain. I'm like, what? And somebody's like, don't call me no more because that was crazy what you did. And I'm like, who did I piss off? And it's like, hey, April Fool's, hi.
Well, like, what's her name?
It wasn't even her. It's actually the CEO of the company. So that really caught me off guard.
Oh, well, that's really like, messed up.
See, I'm wondering, what the heck did I do? Anyway.
This is I Am Indie, and coming to you live from the IEA headquarters here in Henderson, Nevada. And we got the best, the most of the exciting independent artists is blowing up the charts. Y'all going to be excited to hear some of the stuff that we got going on. Ain't that right, Reggie Red?
Henderson, of course. We got a call on the line, 714. Let's see. On 714, we got a caller. Caller of 714-271, you are live. Who are you and what's your point?
How you doing, y'all?
Hey. What's that? Who's this?
My name is Khalid Freeman. I actually live here in Las Vegas, but I got the Orange County phone number still.
Okay, Khalid. Welcome, brother.
Right on. I'm actually an artist and a dancer in IEA with the group that I have is Molati.
Yeah, Molati. Man, you got it. Molati is off the hook. You got to tell us your story, man. Tell us about you guys.
Well, we've been together the last 2.5 years or so here in Vegas. When we all moved out here to join the show Stomp Out Loud that was put up in Planet Hollywood. So what we did was basically created a household. We all live together now, and we all five of us actually that's going to be performing on this here Saturday. But we all came out from different cities. Three of us actually come from Albuquerque, New Mexico. We went to high school out there, and we used to be on a step team there. But now we're here in Vegas, and we call this our home. So we're just trying to make something of it.
I've been to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Have you?
Yeah, they don't mean when the sirens were behind you and you was on your way to Nevada. That don't count.
No, it wasn't even like that. One of my business partners lived there. How long you been from Albuquerque, man?
Well, that was in 98. We moved, but I moved to California after that and then started my dance career out in California. And then I auditioned for Stomp and I got into Stomp and I've been traveling the world since. Just the last 2.5 years, like I said, we settled down here in Vegas because we opened up a sit down show here in Vegas at the casino. So,
Khalid, I need to add something here because this is radio, and until we get to the next phase, which is coming soon, we can actually show some video of what you guys do. People say dance, and I wish that you had sent me some of your music, some of your audio, so that we could really let people know what it is you do. So next week you got to call in and let me play you some of your audio.
Okay.
You got to tell people when they say stomp and you talk about stomp and dance, I don't think people really understand the percussion side of that and what you really do. So
exactly.
So why don't you describe for the audience, you know, what that's all about?
Yeah, we would fit in the category of dance genre, but we're not your average dance, average step team or dance team. You know, we do a variety of stepping, tapping, and beatboxing and a mix of hip-hop. So basically, there is a lot of percussion involved in stepping that a lot of people misconstrue for, oh, you guys are a dancer, or you guys tap. So using stomp in a form of body percussion is just like taking a drum machine and taking the sticks out of the drummer's hands, you know what I mean, and making your body the true instrument of what you're trying to portray. So that's what stepping is. That's what stomp and the mix of those styles of body percussion, which actually come even further back to gumboot and tambone and stuff like that. That goes, if you really want to take it back to where the roots are. But what we do is basically we're a step team, but then we do a variety of other styles of body percussion to kind of make us unique and different than any other step team that you would see.
Now tambone, that's with the spoons, right?
Well, that's just called spoons. Actually, tambone is it's kind of like spoons. Yeah, I guess you probably could use spoons as well, but it's more of a slappy, loose wrist kind of like style of. It's just all in your wrist and your hands. There's not a lot of feet. I don't think there's even feet in it. I don't do too much tambone, but I know a little bit of it. You know, but yeah.
Yeah, what you guys do is like synchronized as well. So, you know, you have a whole group of three to – how many is in your group?
Right now there's going to be five. We have other drummers as well, but we're just going to isolate ourselves and put it all on the feet this day, you know.
So you guys –
go ahead.
It's like a symphony because you've got different guys doing different parts and you're all doing it like using your hands and your chest and your legs and your arms and, you know, slapping and that type, stomping at the same time.
Exactly.
It's really a precision movement to watch, man. It's awesome. So how's the show doing?
Well, actually, you mean Stomp Out Loud?
Yeah, because I remember it was well-received, right?
Yeah, it was very well-received. We did 2 long years at the Planet Hollywood, and it's actually on hiatus, and we're in between venues right now. So they're thinking of putting us over at the Sahara, which is a big change from one side of the strip to the other, as well as the extreme of clientele, if you will. But it is going to exist in this town again soon, maybe even as early as next month. So we're coming back.
Awesome.
But yeah, so like I said, but Molotti, we've been here, you know, in lieu of Stomp everything. We're here to stay, man. No matter what happens with Stomp, Molotti will always exist, you know.
Man, this is the entertainment capital of the world, and IEA, the Independent Entertainment Association, is taking over the world, you know, Pinky, and it's all good. Now, Molotti is spelled M-O-L-A-D-I, isn't that correct?
There's two O's, M-O-L-O-D-I.
M-O-L-O-D-I. How can people find out more about you, where you guys are, what you've done, you know, like YouTubes or whatever, you know, blow your horn, man. Let us know how to get in touch with you.
Well, we do have YouTube clips up or whatever. If you look at our MySpace page, it's just, what is it, a / and then Molotti. So myspace.com/Molotti. We got a Gmail, gmail.com, Molotti@gmail.com. That's like our email address. But, we don't have a website yet, but you can take a look at us there, or just kind of type in Molotti up on YouTube, and you'll see some clips. There's one that's called Molotti Trio, Molotti and Two, just things like that that you'll be able to see a quick excerpt. Right now we're working on a press package, and that's something that we're, you know, have to help with IEA's, you know, background and helping with that kind of promotion, you know, because that's the kind of thing that we're kind of lacking, you know, like the thick promotions, you know. So we really put our stuff on there. But if you want to check it out, you can go on online at myspace.com/Molotti, M-O-L-O-D-I. So,
hey, I got one request, man.
Yeah.
If I may. Reg is too shy to ask, but he needs some dancing lessons. Could you hook him up?
Reg, I got you, man. I got you. No worries.
Thank you, brother. And I thank you, Brother Lamont. I thank you so much for good looking out, man. I'm glad because, you know.
I kind of whispered it, man, because I didn't want to say it loud because I didn't want nobody else to really hear it.
Man, listen, you know, I mean, I do all right, but if you see the kind of play these cats get when they go out and dance, I'm with that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, Pete, stay off the hook, boy. You know, Molotti put it down. If you haven't seen their show, it's a must. You got to come to the concert April 4th. They're headed to the pavilion to see these boys put in work.
That's this Saturday. That's in a couple
That's
of days.
That's this
you know.
Saturday.
Right. When they auditioned, it was a trip because we had the camera on the floor. And when they were stomping, they put on these like steel-toed Popeye, you know, kick your ass boots, and were stomping. They had the camera rocking, looked like they were making a earthquake with the moves and that stuff they were doing. But it's really really tight. Now in the show, you guys use all types of tubes and trash can lids and just all kinds of stuff that you would just find around and just use the sound qualities of whatever metal or tin or plastic or whatever to make your different songs. And I've even heard you play like recognizable songs with the percussion, right?
With the tubes, yeah. Well, that's different than Stomp. Like, but in the show we do, it's an exploration of sound using everyday items, you know, trying to find rhythms within everything you use. And that's something that everybody can relate to. And that's why Stomp has been successful and has been, you can relate to it regardless of your age or background or culture, you know. The group that you saw us collaborating with was called Plastic Music, and they actually play with plastic tubes that emit different tones and the sounds of with the different lengths of the tubes. So when you hear a melody, you're also hearing percussion behind the melody, and it's a great thing. They call boom whackers, and I can't remember who created this instrument, but it was made just for that purpose, to, you know, kind of like a what's that called, the xylophone, you know, it's like a xylophone in your hand. So
Caleb,
I
have a question, Caleb. For those listeners that really don't know the difference, and I know somebody out there somewhere has compared you guys somewhat to the Blue Man Group. How would you say that your stuff is different?
Well, simply that, with Plastic Music, you would say it has melody. You know what I mean? There's melody within that.
I think you'd be trying to figure more the one or two things that you have in common, because what you guys do is almost completely different.
Yeah.
Except for they do have a part where they do the tubes.
Yeah, they
and
do
that,
the
even
tubes.
That's different.
Well, if you're talking Stomp and Blue Man Group, there's a difference. Yeah, I mean Molotti, we do our things. We have a variety of different things we can do. But we never really compare it to Blue Man Group, but Stomp does, and that's because people are a little ignorant to the fact that drumming is more than just 16th notes. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of comedy. There's a comedy in either show, but Blue Man Group is a little bit just kind of. There's only three guys, obviously, and then Stomp, you got 8 to 16 people, so you got just that many more rhythms being played, and they're using everyday items, whereas in Blue Man Group, they're just using paintballs and stuff like this, you know. They're a lot more colorful. They're real flashy, you know what I mean? We're more industrial. I think that might set it off.
We've got some real surprises for Saturday's show, and see, you don't even know what's going to happen. You surprised us with that audition, but if it's okay with Lamont, it's okay with you. I wanted to play one of the other artists. Her name is Kanya, and she's got a song called Love. And we were hoping Kanya would be able to call in. Maybe she'll get with us a little bit later. But if you guys are okay with that, I was going to play her song, and we can get back to the conversation.
Sounds good, Maestro.
Okay, and here comes Kanya. That's Kanya, if you want to look her up. And her song is called Love.
Cause I don't wanna feel so sad.
it back. That was a Greg Kania, IEA exclusive that you just heard from Independent Entertainers Association. That's our girl. Be looking for us Saturday at the IEA Rock the Economy concert. You get to check out her live doing her thing. It's your boy K. Diddy and Reg with I Am Indy.
Yeah, we got Khalid from Moladi on the phone still. And Khalid, what do you think? That's not even Kanye's best, man. She's got pipes. You got to see this girl. She's off the hook.
I'm sure, man. She sounded great and got a great falsetto.
Yeah, she can do it.
She's pretty pleasing to look at also. Just might
yeah.
throw that in there.
That too. She filed the government check. K. Diddy wanted to ask you a favor, Khalid. He wanted to ask you if you could do something for him. You know, he's shy.
I already asked him, could he help you learn how to dance? So what am I asking him for me?
Ask him if he could do some of that percussion that he does, or maybe he can convince you to introduce your favorite song. Either one.
I can do a little percussion for you.
Yeah. Hook us up a little bit.
See if the phone picks this up.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with the phone.
All right, tell me if you can hear this. How's that sound?
That was great. That sounded like we had verbal A's. He was doing it with his mouth. It sounded like you almost were doing it with your mouth, man. That was off the chain.
Exactly. Did you play drums at some point?
Yeah, somewhat. My dad was a professional drummer. He was a professional drummer, and he taught me a little bit of what he knows. And I can play a little set hit or whatever. But I'm more of a just percussionist, learned by trade, learned kind of. Self-taught drummer, you know?
Right.
You definitely got it in you, bro. You definitely got it in you.
Yeah, definitely got some good rhythm.
You know, this whole show is about exposing independent artists and independent talent. We got a real problem with that because, you know, mainstream blocks so much stuff out if it doesn't fit in their little box.
Exactly.
One of the things, you ever heard of a group called Ghetto Hippie?
No, I haven't.
See, that's what I mean. So I'm going to play a little Ghetto Hippie. This cut is called Blow in the Spot. Now, Lamont's not, you know, blowing his own horn right now, but he's actually the CEO of World Movement Records, and this is one of the groups he's promoting. Lamont also promotes groups all over the world. He goes to these conferences they have overseas and that type of thing. And right now he's working on a compilation album, a compilation CD, so we can get some unknown people to ride on some of the more known people. See how good I am to you, man? Oh.
You are good. And let me throw a little thing out there about Ghetto. Ghetto had a record that went large globally. Actually, we have platinum that went platinum in a couple countries, and it did real well domestically. We had this record called Riding Low, which was done in conjunction with Walt Disney Company, which their record label is Hollywood Records. So Ghetto had a big record called Riding Low. Actually, it was big all through Albuquerque, Texas.
Oh, wow.
With this other guy that you may know, his name was Orly Coca, had this magazine called Orly's Lowride Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Which we were business partners at the time. But Ghetto Hippie had a lot of success, a lot of talent, and peep out the sound. Give us your feedback. But he's another one of those unknown secrets that shouldn't be a secret, and that's what we're about here at I Am Indy, boy, to blow them back up.
Okay, you got you got Reg here on the technical side of it. You got Lamont of World Movement Records. You've tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, IAmIndy.biz, where we talk about indie music, the entertainment business in general, the business of entertainment. We are getting ready to play a Ghetto Hippie blowing in the spot. And if you want to dial in, it's 347-308-8747. That's 347-308-8747. If you want to chime in on the conversation, just hit number 1 on your phone. That'll let us know that you want to talk. I see we got a couple more people calling in. We're going to get back to you, give you a chance to give us your impression of Ghetto Hippie blowing the spot. Here you go. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know where we at.
Hello. My boy Ghetto Hippie blowing the spot. I must say I like that beat. I had the pleasure of working on it. But that was our boy Ghetto Hippie. And we're back with I Am Indy with Reg and Kaylit from the group Melody.
Yep, Kaylit, you still with us? All right. We got a caller just called in on 702. 321, caller on 321, you are live. Who are you and what's your point? Hello, hello.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hello, who we got?
Hello, my name is Barry Michaels. And,
hello, Barry.
I'm one of the performers that's going to be performing at Rock the Economy coming Saturday.
Hey, Barry, I know who you are. How you doing? And thanks for joining. I am Indy.
I wish you would send me some music so I could pump it up for you, man.
Yeah, well, it's kind of at last minute.
That's okay. Now you got to call next week, so you're locked in now.
You're right. Yes, I understand. I understand. Yeah, I'll send you some music in there. Yeah,
okay,
basically,
cool.
This seems from a far cry from where I started years ago. And I guess, Lamont, you on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yeah. I guess you remember going back to the Classics 4. So it was. It's been a long trip since then.
Well, technically, Reg is older than me, but I do remember.
You do
right.
Remember.
Now, you know, when God was letting people name stuff, he let him name dirt. So how he going to be old? How am I going to be older than him?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to performing at the concert come Saturday night. And
we got some surprises for you.
Well, good, good, good. Sounds good for me. I always like surprises.
Well, you ain't ready for
this. Anyway, what?
You ain't ready for this. This is gonna
be Barry, you gotta look out for Reg. Today, April Fool's Day, so don't let him come at you crooked.
I understand. Well, if there's a surprise, we'll see what it is.
I can't take it anymore.
But anyway, looking forward to working at the concert. Basically, what I'm trying to do is revive some of the older music, the classics from the 30s and 40s, bring them up to today's standards and redoing them, remixing them, and putting them out there, because it's some music that is really, it's history that has been totally lost. And it's fantastic stuff, and it really needs to be brought to the forefront again and get our young people cued back into it.
Let me ask you a question, Barry. On the music side, how do you feel? Basically, saying you're gonna redo some music. That means re-recording some covers, or you're gonna re-record some new stuff with the feel of that era.
Both.
Okay.
Both. And I've got some new stuff that I'm getting ready to release, and. One of the songs I'm going to be doing at the concert, and that I'm getting ready to release, and it's really, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, updated. It's kind of like up to date with the old feel.
Right.
If you go back to the swing era of the late 20s, early 30s, when there's some really, really good swing songs that came out, and you never hear them anymore. You just don't hear them, and they were fantastically arranged. If you look at the arrangements and the way they were presented, they were genius for their time. Mm-hmm. And they'll even stand up to. I really think that they'll even stand up to scrutiny today. And they could be tweaked a little bit, just to, you know, maybe do an instrument change here or there. Change the beat pattern, or maybe, you know, change the type of drum set that's been used. Instead of using a room set, maybe go to a power set or go to a techno set or something like that just kind of puts a little bit of spin on the sound, but yet not actually getting away from the original sound of the record or the original melody, and letting that come true and just making it a little bit more something different to listen to.
I agree with you, man, because I definitely like the quality of the production. I mean, we didn't have as many channels or the sophistication in the digital instrumentation back then, but I definitely like the quality of the production back then. The music, the sounds sound like legitimate sounds, you know what I mean? Keyboard sound like a keyboard, you know, drums sound like drums, you know, the bass sound like the bass. The equipment, you just could hear the sounds a lot better than you can today.
Right, and it's just the warmness of go ahead.
The music you guys are talking about really is the foundation of current music. Like I said, that's why it would stand that scrutiny. Because, I mean, even some of the clubs, I know the House of Blues has this program where they introduce young people to the blues and jazz and that type of thing, so they understand that what you're doing now is a development from this foundation. And that's what we're really talking about, foundational music, right?
Right, foundational music. And it's just great music. I mean, it really is. It's fantastic songs. They're fun. They're great tunes to dance to. It's just, even if you speed them up just a little bit, some songs, if you tweak them and speed their song up just a tad bit, just add a few semitones to the song and just actually just speed it up a bit, it gives an entirely different flavor to the song. It makes it more presentable to be danced to than it was before. And it just gives it a slight spin, something new to listen to.
Barry, I'd like to ask you to do something for me. First of all, I want to say that for all those of you listening, you're on Indie Talk Radio. This is I Am Indie. We talk about the independent music scene, new artists, new stuff coming out, new genres, that type of thing. If you want to dial in or tell your friends to dial in, it's 347-308-8747. You can go online and listen at iamindie.biz. If you've called in a number and you have something you want to add to our conversation, just hit number one on your phone and let us know that you want to talk. I see some more people that are dialing in. Barry, why don't you give us a little background of your foundation, of how you got into music, I mean, your formal training, or like Khalid, he said he just, you know, heard it around the house, and, you know, his dad was a drummer, and he kind of just had it in his blood and kind of emerged. So, you know, how did you develop your talent?
Well, I've always loved music ever since I was old enough to listen to music. And basically I started playing, I taught myself how to play guitar when I was 13 years old. Took some lessons later on in life, took about 6 months with whatever the lessons, got bored at it, and then just more or less started playing with other guitarists. I landed my first job as a studio musician when I was a junior in high school. And I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, so I was going to Buddha Records in New York City. And I worked in the weekends at Buddha Records as a studio musician, as a C-track musician. And they formed a band there, and we ended up starting off a band there called the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. I'm not sure we heard of that band, but it was
1910
What's a C-track
artist?
C-track artists, there were different. There was C-track, B-track, and A-track. The C-track artists were the ones that we were good, but we weren't really playing for all the top names. The A-track artists were playing for the top names. I could only work on weekends, so I was not a full-time artist. I was not a full-time studio musician. So I would never make it to A-track because I was not full-time. I was still in high school, and I was commuting back and forth. It was about an 85-mile drive from my hometown to New York City. And I was commuting back and forth on the weekends, just working weekends while I was in high school. And that went all through my junior and senior year of high school. And then once I graduated, then we started getting into bringing this band up. We started getting involved with the gum company. And that we took and the gum company was actually a bunch of studio musicians that got together. And we had a sister group out there called the Ohio Express. And we were both on the Buddha label, and we kind of swapped in between players, between bands. So it was just more or less that, and we had several songs that actually made it to the charts. The Ohio Express had a song called Yummy, 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 and Chewy, 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 and stuff like that. And we had songs called Simple Simon Says, and 1, 2, 3, Red Light, and Indian Giver, and things like that that went to the show. We put 7 songs in the top 10. And I think Ohio Express put 5 in the top 10.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to play a little indie music here. Lamont, I want you to tell us a little bit about this next artist, James Lloyd, and his group, and the song is called Crush on You.
James Lloyd. Do I know James Lloyd?
Well, okay. So, because, you know, he's old as dirt. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to play the music, and then maybe by the time the music sounds, he'll remember, you know, to take his Geritol or Ramitol or whatever the hell he takes. I don't know what. No, I don't want to ask what you take because then this lasts forever. the name of the song is Crush on You. It's James K. Lloyd and a group of other guys. So maybe like Lamont will remember it. Want to hear it? Here it goes. Crush on You.
Let the show begin.
Like the cat that dropped all them CDs on my porch and didn't leave a contact number. Like, they sent me this great stuff. It's like, okay, well, maybe he's going to call in later. James, if you're listening, bro, we got a bunch of other people that have called in. I got a bunch of numbers here. If you wanted to chip in and say something about that song that we just heard called Crush on You by James Lloyd and a bunch of other folks, just hit one on your keypad so we know you want to kick something in. So, man, that was hot. I liked it.
Yes, so do I.
So we have to track that cat down. Maybe he'll be at the show on Saturday.
Yeah, to do something, huh?
There's something, I don't know. I got another one. There's more where that came from, not from that guy. Now, if I play this song saxophone, that's one of yours, right?
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Okay, so we got a caller that wants to kick in and say something. I'll set up saxophone. Meanwhile, we got a caller on 542. Call on 542. You are live. Who are you and what's your point? Hello?
Hello?
Caller. Oh, wait a minute. He went away. Hold on. Let's try one more time. Okay, don't be shy. There you are. 542, you're live. Who are you and what's your point?
This is Kanye. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, Kanye. We played your song. Where were you?
Had to step out.
Okay.
Yeah, where were you? We playing your music, pumping you up, and we got to send out the the Rangers and the Horse Patrol and all that stuff to go get this celebrity songstress to call in to talk to her people over here at I Am Indy.
Well, she didn't even get a chance to. She didn't even hear you complimenting on her fabulous body by Fisher.
Oh, now, see, I was talking about her vocalises, how talented, what a beautiful vocalist she is.
And somebody said something about being fine as a government check.
That was you.
Yeah, right.
That was you.
But, Kanye,
thank you for joining us briefly before Red started talking about how gorgeous you are. I'm talking about how well you sing. Can you tell the good people that's listening a little something about you?
Well, I am from the Oakland Bay Area and been singing since I was about 8 years old. And I just enjoy what I do. I'm a songwriter as well. I've been doing that for some years now, and I'm just looking forward to seeing all of you kind people on Saturday.
Now, did you write Love? Is this a song that you wrote? This is one of your originals, right?
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm talking about. We have artists here in Las Vegas that, you know, they're so busy covering shows and covering somebody else and being somebody else, they don't have anything original. So God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Kanye, if I recall correctly, you had a song that was on a series or a daytime soap opera or something?
Yes, I had a couple of features that was on the soap opera All My Children and Young and the Restless by way of Paradise. Sexy, Dance With Me, a couple other songs as well. So, yeah.
All right, fantastic. And they're talking about the independent artists don't have no heat. I don't know where he come with that mess.
We got a caller that wants to chip in and say something. We got a caller on 714-797. Caller, you are live. Who are you and what's your point?
What's going on, everyone? LT.
What's up?
My name. I just wanted to give props to the artist right there. Just it's moving totally, you know.
Khalid,
I can't wait to get down there on Saturday.
This is Khalid, right?
No, it's Line A.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Line A, that's my reggae guy.
Yeah. I got some of your music, bro.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some of your music shortly, man. Stick with us.
Nice. I'm on it. Big up, guys.
This is going to be an awesome show. That's a good transition. In fact, I was just looking at it, looking at your music. I got a couple of your songs. I got Distant Love and I got Reaching Out.
Yeah, those are the hot ones.
Which one you want to tell us about?
Distant Love is pretty much like I'm talking about relationship, you know, just that positive vibe, you know, approaching a man and woman, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we all need to hear that one.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And
you want to hear
it? Go for it, man.
You want to hear it? Here
yeah.
It go. Distant Love.
Thank you.
That was your boy, Lion A, with Distant Love on I Am Indie. We're live in the studio with my boy, Reg, coming at you.
Yeah, you know, this. You were talking about the volumes and getting the volumes up. It's just different songs mixed different ways, you know, come across different on you know, the radio. But we want to get the word out there and let people know. Man, we got independent artists that are putting out music that's just off the chain, incredible. And we intend on being the vehicle to get the word out and let people know about it. So that was an awesome song. If you're listening, you're listening to Indie Talk Radio. This is I Am Indie. We're talking about independent music. We're also pumping up the big concert that we are going to be having Saturday. That's April 4th at the Henderson Pavilion from 12 until 10. It's an all-day event. It's a family event. Bring your family. No profanity, no weirdness. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We've got the big yellow school bus that's going to be out there giving rides, this big monster truck thing. We got the Porsche and Ferrari and Lambo clubs out there. We've got two stages, about 40 different artists. We've been playing the people that are going to be there. Later on, we're going to get some insight into fashion bling for the entertainment industry from Jay Crimi. Jay is the Superfly Eye guy for the stars. When you see people like Prince and Lil Wayne wearing those shades and you say, man, where can I get those? Jay is the guy, and he's going to be on the radio. He's got a Las Vegas boutique here. He even got a call from someone wanting those glasses that Sarah Palin had that made so much news. He tells me those are Kawasaki's, and yes, he can even get those. We got a caller, Lamont, we got 421, wants to say something. Anybody wants to kick in, hit number one on your phone. We'd love to have your comments. Lamont?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's
421, come on with it.
421, give me a second here. Oh, we got everybody want to say something. 421, you are live. Who are you and what's your point?
This is your assistant. This is the person you pay, Kay Alexander.
Baby.
Big baby.
I think that Lane song was really beautiful, Distant Lover. I think it could have been a little lower, but we know he got schemes, right? We know he tight. But
I pull him down a little bit. I don't want to pull him down too much, but I'm figuring it out. But you're right. That was off the chain.
And what I figured out is while the music is playing, you cannot lower the volume, only before or after you do it.
Yes, it is. You are locked and loaded, so I'd better easy to turn down your phone a little bit than for you to try to turn it up if I don't have it up high enough. So.
Our darling assistant, we have Lionel on the line with us. Would you like to talk to him, Ma?
Ask if she got some bologna first. Are you eating bologna?
Lane, your music is beautiful. No, I don't have bologna. I got a ramen noodle sandwich.
Okay.
Lane, music is
How
beautiful.
You make a noodle sandwich?
I was just being ghetto as you are, baby. I'll be on here for a while listening to different people. I heard my girl Kanye, too, for a minute. I didn't get the. Did you play her music already?
Yes, we did.
Kanye, are you still with us? Hello, Kanye.
Hold on, I got Kanye. I got a couple of callers. Kanye, if you 860, I'm gonna put you on here. 702-860. You're live. Who is this, and what's your point?
Hi, this is Lady J Houston.
Hey, Lady J, how you doing? Can you hang on one second? We're trying to see if Kanye's still here. Hold on, 760-899. You're live. Who are you, and what's your point?
Yeah, this is your boy J.O.
J.O., hang on one second. We're trying to find Kanye.
J.O., we want to holler at you. Don't go nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere. I think Kanye might have left us. She's going to have to call back.
Okay. Well, don't forget Lady J. Huston is the truth, too. And J.O., that's our light-skinned Stevie Wonder right there.
That's me.
Okay, J.O.
Yes, sir.
Lady J.
Yes.
Talk to us, Mom.
Well, I'm just tuning in, so I didn't get a chance to hear the earlier music, but I've always enjoyed listening to you guys. You Lamont and Reg, you guys are funny.
Well, thank you. We just so you know, I don't care what nobody say, we love you too, and I love you more than anybody.
Okay, love
I you. Can't take it anymore.
No, that's because I from one horn player to the other. See, me and you really know what's up.
Oh, right. That's the truth. That's the truth. I'm keeping up with my trumpet and my singing. I'm looking forward to the concert on Saturday.
And we got some surprises for you, Lady Jane. We got some surprises for you.
Oh, for me?
Yes. We have surprises for you. We have surprises for everybody. You guys think you have no idea. This show is going to be so incredible. Oh, also, what? Hotly incredible.
Yeah.
Lady Jane,
hotly incredible. It's going to be fire.
Fire, yeah, for real. Lady
but
Jane,
we're not allowed to say give you guys too much information to ruin the surprise.
Oh,
you wouldn't believe it. I could tell them, but they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. Lady J, I got some code that I'm going to send you as well, if you know what that is. Okay?
Yeah,
you know what that
do.
Is. That's our little secret.
That's right. I got it.
Okay, now, Reg, calm down. Lady J, we're going to see you this evening at 7 o'clock, aren't we?
No, that was a little too short notice. I already had previous commitments. But I'll see you tomorrow. What time do I have to be there tomorrow?
Well, we're going to call you after the show.
I already told her that because no one called and told her what time she'll be going on either, so I needed to talk to you.
We'll call her after the show.
Tomorrow's at noon.
Yeah, I got several people. I did an email blast. I don't know if you saw that. And I've gotten a lot of interest, and they want to know what time I'm coming on. And the earlier I can let them know, the better. So please.
Okay, well, just let them know. Just let them know you'll be coming on right after me.
And that better be between 7 and 8 because she wants to go on sometime around there after 8.
Well,
despicable.
Oh, gosh. Okay, tell me this. Where can people, my fans that are all over the country, where can they get the stream? Are you going to be streaming it live so that they can connect on the Internet? Can you give me that URL?
We're going to have to get that. We are also going to be we're having a grand opening ribbon cutting. And there are some things that are going to be coming online that day. So, and everything's going to be recorded. So if we can't get the live information to them in time, we definitely will get how to get the information. Excuse me. So we don't have it right at this particular second, but we still have a couple of days.
Okay. Well, is there any chance you could play any of my cuts today on the show?
Most definitely. Of course, we're going to do anything for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm feeling stress going on.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm on the road, and I just wanted to call in and let you know that I'm listening and I'm supporting it, and I'm looking forward to everything. And thank you guys for having me be a part of the IEA team.
And thank you. We're honored to have you, Lady J.
Any woman that can play a song called Mean Stud Lover Blues, we definitely we definitely want at the show.
Okay.
You heard.
Wrote it and sing it and all that good stuff, you know.
In fact, that's a segue into Mean Stud Lover Blues. You want to hear it?
Here it goes.
Wait a minute.
The mean stud lover blues. My toes are curling down in my shoes. He throws me like a puppeteer. Laying dead just ain't fair. Downstairs too, but it's in his basement of love that I will rock. I do. I get a girl, boy, it's on the
With plenty to eat, yeah. I like the white meat and dark meat.
I got to tell you this. I said she got horns going. She got them pipes which she can blow. Let me turn this down to 50%. And your song said, oh, hell no, I'm going at 100%. So if it blew y'all off the phone, then tough.
That was hot, Lady J. You still with us?
Lady J, hit number one so I know where you are. I lost you in the mix. Lady J, hit number one on your phone. There you go. Okay, Lady J is live.
I'm back. All right. That was some fun. And
I want to know how you came up with them lyrics. What inspired you to write that song? Cause your toes all curled up in your shoes and carrying on. What happened? Is there a video?
No. I'm gonna need your help to get that video together. I've got some video from some live shows, but I don't have that professional quality package that we can market on BET and other stations like that, BET Jazz and things like that.
I want to see the video where your toes got curled up. I wanted that part.
Oh, see, look, there you go.
I got that. There you go.
Wait, what do you mean there I go? She got it. What you talking about?
No, I got that part. And I have to give credit also to my manager and co-writing partner, Z Lipsky, who came up with a lot of those crazy lyrics.
All right, heads up for Z. You got some inspiration. We got a couple of callers. I'm going to let both of y'all in, so y'all be nice. We got a caller at 421 that wants to get in and say something. Caller 421, and we got a caller at 794 that wants to say something. You guys are live. Go ahead and tell Lady J what you're thinking.
I think it was really nice. I think it was really live. I could see myself going to a jazz session and hearing a song like
that. That's blues, baby. That's blues.
Well, blues, yes. I'm sorry, I'm not that old just yet, but
she don't care. She just want her toes curled up with that bologna sandwich.
Shut up. I like it. It takes you back to when everybody actually used to get along and fight, and not fight. I'm sorry, in the Jew joint where they actually sat down and actually listened to the music rather than arguing and busting bottles over heads. I thought it was really, really nice. And
but you ain't that old, so you was watching Spike Lee movies, right?
Who got on 310?
Thank you.
Hey Reg, who we got at 310?
310. We got let's see, 310. You're muted. Now you're live. Just tell us who you is and what's your point.
Hey, this is Mr. FB, and hey, I love that music. It was kind of nice, you know. I'm a young cat, you know what I'm saying? So hear something like that to catch my attention really just makes me feel a lot good, you know what I'm saying, about this young lady, how she's doing her thing and coming up in the blues. You know, it's real nice, you know. And I just wanted to give her a shout-out and let her know that you keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart, and make sure that you make good music for the people to hear, because people love that type of music.
She's going to be out there steady, bro. Come check out so she can curl your toes up in your shoes.
Hey, I will do. Will do. Will do, sir.
For that, because when I hear the younger people that can, enjoy it, that just uplifts me 1,000 times. And,
yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to keep that music alive because, you know, we started that style of music, and that's where the R&B and everything built from that. And
just
in the purest form, and I just want people to remember where we came from, you know?
When you say
and,
you mean people look like the president.
Yes, right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Now, he said a young cat, right? He said a young cat?
Yes.
Can you sing the blues, or do you sing, or what do you do?
I don't sing, man. I just write, you know, lyrics, you know, hip-hop and some R&B songs, you know, spoken words, you know. I just got into the spoken word thing, you know what I'm saying, because it just caught my attention how so many people is going through so much things out here, you know what I'm saying, and people just not understanding and realizing it right now, you know.
So you
write from your
experience.
What kind
of spoken word do you
do? You know, I just came up with one today. It's called I Live It, you know, and it's a concept about what's going on in the streets, and I'm just letting everybody know, like, I live it. You know, like, everybody can just say certain things, but they don't really understand where they're coming from because they never been there in their point of life. So you just have to, you know, write certain things. Oh, it goes something like this. I live it. I live the liquor stores, the gangbangers, the street corners, the feds, the police. Oh, the drugs, the trees, the breeze, the wind, the blows, the knees, my kneecaps, my shins, my elbows, my wrists, I live it. I live the penitentiary, I live the time that goes by every day. I watch the cries and the teardrops on my mama's eyes, the weariness and the worry in her eyes, I live it. I live the lies and I live the tales, and I live the good days and I live the bad days, but truly, believe it or not, I live it. I live it because I've been there. I've been here and I've been there. I've been place to place, moving here and there. I've been under the bed, crying like a little teddy bear, you know, wishing that I had my mama there. But yes, still again, I live it. I live the macaroni and cheese, the greens, the string beans, the chicken, the orange, the apples, the bananas. I live it. But if I didn't live it, then I couldn't tell you that I live it. But I really do live it. The streets don't understand how many people can live it, but I live it. I go to school every day thinking about making good grades and graduating and making my parents happy, but still I live it. I live the pain. I live the bullets. I live the gunshed. I live it. I live the bloodshed. I live the funeral homes. I live the church houses. I live the preachers, but still I can say I live it. I live the hopes and I live the dreams. You know, that's called I live it.
Deep, man.
No, it's,
that is
it's
deep.
Just,
I like the part about the cornbread and the ham
hock. They didn't even say ham hock. See, he says thing deep. Tell you where you coming from. I'll eat that noodle sandwich. Eat that noodle sandwich, girl.
Am I still online?
Yeah, baby, you there. Speak
up. Yes. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm going to let you guys go. But, young man, keep up the good work. You sound like a great inspiration. And it's important that our
thank you, ma'am.
People are able to get those their feelings out and share it with the rest of the world.
Yes, ma'am. You keep up the good work too, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right, y'all gonna meet again on Saturday when we do this concert.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
And I just want to say from mine, Indy, Reg, and myself, you know, it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to work with all of you guys because all of you guys inspire us and motivate us to keep doing our thizzle.
Yes, sir.
No truer words.
And that's why. Yes, sir. That's why we got to stay up on it, man. It's just not enough people that's out here trying to let other people get that extra time to shine. You know, it's just a lot of people want to play each other and move people to the side and then say, "Oh, we got something for you." But when you get there, they don't have anything for you, and it's like you wasting your time. But you're really not wasting your time. It's just not that time for you to go your way yet. You know.
Yeah. Well.
Go ahead,
Reg. Okay, Diddy, I was going to play. When you get done, man, I was going to play that saxophone by the Wild Bunch. But you go ahead.
Okay,
you
well,
go
I
ahead
love
it.
Matter of fact, I'd love to hear that song since I touched it personally. But I was just going to say we here at IEA, you know, it's one of the things we're about, you know, pushing independent artists. And hopefully we can give them this true platform to take their careers to the next level. Because when they grow, we grow, and that's what we're all about. In 2009, we are trying to make a difference. We will make a difference. We're going to make a difference. And, again, we're definitely honored to work with all you guys. And saying all of that, we're going to play saxophone from a group that I produced personally, and I hope you like this one, too.
Yes, sir.
True words. I got to co-sign that. Want to hit? Here it goes.
Yes,
here it goes.
Saxophone by the Wild Bunch.
pick up another sax at any time after my first track is laid. I cleverly play my first note, one at a time, song by song, so I won't get mixed up and my notes won't be wrong. I gotta keep my lips tight so my song won't be sloppy. I can play as many saxophones as I want. I mean, who gon' stop me? Nick, Mac, Paddy, Whack, you can give them all the bone. Change the songs, you can play them all like saxophones. But remember, when you're ready to play a real love song, all your saxophones gon' be gone. So what are you, the player, play the sax? Getting played, laid, or getting paid to get laid, baby? Play on, player. Play him, play yeah.
Hey, you're back with Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, and my boy Reg. You just got through hearing Saxophone by the Wild Bunch. It's always a pleasure working with live horns and live music. Hey,
man, that was off the chain. We're looking for, I got no more J.O. to play. J.O., if you out there, man, you got to send me some stuff so I can play. People want to hear what you got. I got a couple more artists that actually are going to be at the show that we haven't played before. I got a couple of reggae joints. I also have, I got Robin Thicke. Did you send me that one, Lamont?
No, but can we go back to Lion A? We need to hear Lion A, and we need to hear Chief Reggae. We haven't heard neither one. We heard one of Lion A.
I got Chief Reggae right here. Yeah, I got Chief Reggae right here. I got one of
his. Is Lion A still with us at 714?
Yeah, Lion A, that you at 714, man. Hit number one. No, he's at 421. Somebody, is that you at 421? Hold on, let's see. Oh, there's Lion A, 714. Let's get him on the line. Lion A, that you?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Okay, bro, you want to tell us about, since we got you on the line here, why don't you tell us about this other song while I look it up here? Let me go through my Rolodex. The song
yeah,
is called Reaching
it's
Out.
It's called Reaching Out, yeah.
Okay, this tell us about Reaching Out.
It's basically like communication, talking to the people, you know?
Okay. How'd you come up with the lyrics?
That are not being heard, just all the stuff that goes on, you know, politics, all that crazy stuff. So you get to communicate with the people through music, basically.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I got Kay on the line. Kay wants to say something to you before we play your song. We're going to play it for a minute. Kay, my dear assistant, my most valued one, do you have something to say?
Hi, Kay, how you doing?
I don't know, man. She eating that noodle sandwich. I think she got the noodle sandwich. All right, we're gonna play Reaching Out by Lane. Lane, how do you pronounce your name correctly, man?
It's Lane Tadese.
Lane Tadese, and that's L-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah, Lane.
T-A-D-E-S-S-E. Lane. Had to say, and this is Reaching Out. Want to hear it?
Reaching Out.
Here you go.
Yes, I.
Reaching out to the community like nobody's business. Yeah.
Welcome back to I Am Indy. That was Lionel Tedesse coming at you live here from I Am Indy. We're broadcasting live from the Independent Entertainers Association in Henderson, Nevada. This is K. Diddy and your boy Reg.
Reg on the line. Lene, you live, man. Say your name right so the brother get it right.
Lene.
I think we got another reggae artist. If that's Chief Raga on 808, if that's you on 808, man, hit one. Let us know you're here. We got your song up so we can play. We can play you, and you and Lane can. Yeah, yeah, that's him. Hold on. Let me let the Chief on the line. Chief, you
on the
line.
Yo, yo, what up, what up?
What up, man? What up? Perfect timing.
How's everything? What's going on, man?
It's going
hey,
good,
big
man.
Up, big ups to you. This is Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Lamont?
I'm blessed,
yeah.
Man.
That was a hot track on the phone right there.
Tell us who you is, man, and what you do.
Well, my name is Chief Raga. I come from the Big Island, Kona, Hawaii, a tropical city. And I'm in Vegas trying to do my thing, linking up with IEA. And, you know, just come up here to make some moves and pursue a music career. How you guys doing?
Brother, when I wake up in the morning, everything working, I'm blessed and highly favored, just like
yeah,
well,
man.
I could put a big ditto on that when I am blessed, too blessed to be stressed, and every day I get to talk and touch people such as yourself, man. I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, man.
Nice, this content nice. Stat is going to be off the hook. We got another call on the line. Caller, if you want to kick in and say something, hit one to let us know that you want to speak. Otherwise, I got Down in the Jungle by the Chief.
Yeah.
And we're doing our reggae segment here at the end of the show. So if everybody's cool with that, wait a minute. We got a caller on 310-818 wants to get in and say something. Caller on 310-818, you are live. Who are you and what's your point?
Hey, it's Mr. FD once again in here. I want to hear some of that good music.
All right, well, hang on. We finna come at you with Chief Raggae.
And down in the jungle. You want to hear it? Here it goes.
What's up?
my mother, my father. My brothers and soldiers, here comes the Chief Raga. I come to conquer, enter the dragon. A master of the art, burn the fire. Still be like a mirror, respond like an echo. Protected by the echo, the shark and the yabo. Tradition of our legends, edging up the competition with a head full of reason. Heart of a lion, it's the season.
Down in the jungle, down in the jungle.
Locked and loaded, full trigger lyrics blasting. Like I'm acting, Carney Royal Captain. Hollywood to tell me in a closed caption. The main attraction from creation. Flow stacking, fast and furious. You serious, I'm equals in from a second divorce. Like honey, you're the bull riders, like it's a boss.
Down in the jungle, down in the jungle.
First things first, I'm Raga, make no mistake.
I got you.
All I need is a beat in the mic and I'm safe.
I got you.
Anticipator, you seem to come into song and don't play.
I got you.
Ready to shake your body, rock your body, anybody. Somebody said that I was the showstopper. Chief Raga, Polynesian Papa. Jumping down Bobby Brown, grounding a brother. They might be the max degrees and I'll fall down. Got to win past, no computer, they know we yard. You are still out there, we don't need nobody guard.
Down in the jungle, down in the jungle. I got you.
Like I got most, I'm breaking the sweat when I'm running the post.
I got
yo,
you.
Now watch me close. Shoot, abracadabra, I'm ghost.
I got you.
Didn't you know? Look out, here comes the body blow.
I got you.
Ready to shake your body, rock your body. Anybody want the ball? Now run with it, my defense intense, like Crusade in St. Louis. Let's show them how we do this, blitz on the wall. Roots of Hawaii, hoods of Hawaii, y'all. It's time you know,
down in the jungle.
A Babylon ghetto,
down in the jungle.
We don't win a struggle, we don't want no war, you don't want no trouble. Somebody said I was at the club dropping. Pop the top off and the subject then drop it. This heart's moving, a white and black market. Sledgehammer hits, spearheaded from the Nordic. You want exotic, we got it all. Let Madonna got erotic. Anything you want, you need, no, we got it.
Down in the jungle, yeah. Down in the jungle,
yeah.
I got you.
In paradise, rolling like a pair of dice.
I got you.
Snake eyes, hypnotized with my lady by my side.
I got you.
Polynesian pride, we taking it worldwide.
I got you.
In paradise, we rolling. The headquarters, cross the border. Yo, somebody said I was at this whole island. Islands, nobody does it quite like Hawaiians. Tell me who rocked the mic like Hawaiians.
Down in the jungle, down in the jungle.
Down in the jungle is where I roam. All I need is my guard and a microphone. As we walk through the jungle with me mic in hand. I'm bad, I'm the jungle man.
Blog Talk Radio, this is I Am Indie, live indie music. We're playing the hits from the people who are going to be at the concert Saturday at the Henderson Pavilion. Want to shout out, if you want to call in or have your friends call in, listeners call in 347-308-8747. Listen live online at iamindie.biz. This is your boy Reg. I got K. Diddy on the other line, and we have the artist Chief Raga online, who just hit that song up for us. Chief, we also have Lynette on the line. He's alive as well. Brothers, go ahead. We got a couple of the callers. If you want to say something, hit number one. Go ahead. You guys are live. Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Who we got? All right. Time to pay some bills. not literally. Actually, we were looking for a celebrity he's an optician, right?
Lamont? He's the eyewear guru.
He's the eye guy, the Superfly eye guy with the fly shades. Is Jay Crimmy. Jay Crimmy is the guy that if you've ever seen any artist that had some executive frames that just blew you away, it's probably Jay. He was even asked, as I said earlier, how to get the frames that Sarah Palin wore, that those transformational frames that made her look from, you know, how she really looks to something that was trying to run for president. No comment. Anyway, we got a couple of celebrities on the line. I think on line 760 we got J-O. Jay, if that's you, man, hit number one to verify. I don't want no perpetrators on the line. Anybody else want to say anything, hit number one on your line so we can hear what you got to say.
I think J-O hit number one.
I think that's,
yes, sir.
J-O. Okay, J-O, 760-899. That's you,
yep.
Live. Tell me about
right,
it.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to the April 4th concert. I'd like to first and foremost thank Mr. Lamont and the IEA staff for giving me the opportunity to bless you guys with some music.
Say, man, you the shit, man. We waiting to do the whole album on you, Junior.
Hey, well, holler at your boy. Just let me know where you need me to be. Give me a beat and it's on.
Well, we already, hey, you already where you need to be right here, right now.
Right on, right on. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, but actually, tomorrow, the local paper is also going to be doing an interview on me. So believe me, I'm going to give much love and much shout-outs to the Rock the Economy family. Yeah, it's going to be big, and I'm going to do it big.
Man, alrighty. Let them know about the show on Saturday because we got some surprises. I mean, you are not ready for what we're going to bring out the box on Saturday at the Henderson Pavilion from 12 noon until 10 in the evening. It's a free family festival. You can bring all the family, bring the kids, little, small, bring grandmama out. She's not going to
mm-hmm.
be upset with you because they were using bad words and that type of thing. We're going to have none of that. No nonsense.
No, none of that. No, none of that. This is a family event, and I've been saying that the whole way through that if you're going to come with an attitude, you might as well stay at home.
We got security.
You might as well stay at home.
This is going to be a safe venue. We've got
most definitely.
Cool stuff. And we've got special stuff for the kids, so bring the little ones.
Wonderful.
I'm even bringing my big wheel.
Yeah, get the big wheel.
You mean the
hey, but you guys got some of my music on hand?
No, man, when you going to send me some music? What's up with you?
Well, I got a few songs that I got that I'm going to bring up there, but how do I get them to you so you guys can play them on air?
You got to just email them to us, man.
Yeah, you got a pen and a piece of paper? Send them to Rev, R-E-J-J,
okay.
At IEA.biz. Send me MP3s.
Okay.
Call in next week, and we'll play you next week.
All right, wonderful. Well, I will be looking forward to seeing you guys Saturday, and I appreciate the airtime. You guys have a good afternoon.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in, man. And remember, brother, you own the list, man. You own the list. Waiting to sit down and vibe with you, man, and be able to be involved in your project, man. If you're willing, then the Lord's willing.
Oh, most definitely. I so far I've had nothing but beautiful things with IEA, so I'm ready to ride the whole thing. So I'm ready to do it. So you let me know.
All right. You got that, man. And thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great day.
Okay, great. This is Blog Talk Radio. The dial-in number is 347-308-8747 for those of you listening live on the Internet. For those of you on the phone who would want to listen live on the Internet, just go to imindy.biz. Click on the button that says Haters Make Me Famous. It'll take you right to the show, and you can listen live on anything that has Internet access, your cell phone or whatever. Lamont,
that was some profound shit right there. Haters make you famous, and they really do. They really do, really do. They really do, because you know the haters talk about you more than the people that like you.
That's where that any publicity is good publicity come from. Because what you think of me is none of my business. Just keep talking.
That was some profound shit too, right there.
Hey, you know that's what I do. You said a play. If you love me, who is that by? I'm trying to find that in the.
That's
in the
by tag. My girl and actually, Fran is in London. She's a dynamic songwriter. I mean, she's done wrote hits from people such as the Bee Gees, such as Michael Jackson. She's done touched some serious lyrics to paper for a bunch of your mainstream artists. But she's a very, very dear friend of mine. And hey,
oh,
she write the bomb ballads.
It's If You Loved Me.
Not that's what I said.
That's not what you said. I'm looking at what you wrote, dude. It's like ain't no D in there. It's like.
But don't look at what I wrote. Listen to what I said. Got it.
Hello.
Yeah.
Could we hear the music?
Yeah, maybe. Hold on. Let me find it again. I had it here for a minute. If you love, by the time I reread your writing. If anybody wants to say anything before I indulge into this this auditory treat by the lady who's in London, who maybe we can get her to call in. When is she gonna call in for us? Is she gonna talk to us about this?
Well, I'm gonna get her to call in, brother. You know.
Okay. All right.
I just want to bless you with her vocalesis.
Okay. You want to hear? Here it go.
Hey, hey. It's your boy Lamont and Reg. That was my girl Francesca, all the way from London, blessing her with her vocal stylings. If you love me, I know a lot of y'all out there need to take that song and play it to your significant other. You might get some brownie points. You might even get some dinner tonight.
If Kay's online, Kay might play it while she's eating bologna or a noodle sandwich. Kay, she's about to raise her hand. What we got, man? You want what else we gonna play? We were trying to get Jay Clemmy, man, but you know he's probably making making sunglasses for Elvis or something, you know.
I don't know, but anybody that don't know somebody, they need to ask somebody. Ask your mama, ask your daddy to ask somebody. But Jay Clemmy, he's the man. He's the fashion guru. He's the one that got you looking the best. And if you don't know what you look like, you need to get with him, and he'll show you what you can look like.
Well, you know, you can call him. You got a telephone number. You can call Jay Clemmy. He's at 243. That's 702 area code. 243-3937. That's 243-3937. Joe Clemmy. Jay Clemmy, rather. 702 area code. Or you can check out his website where he has all the Prada and all that stuff that you could ever want to think about.
Prada. Can I just say he got the Prada, he got the Gucci, he got the Harley. He got the Louis, he got the Cadillac, he got the Lamborghini,
Dolce &
Gabbana. He got any name brand you think. And also he got the Porsche, he got the Ed Hardy. Whatever your little taste desire, the man got the hookup for you. Tell him that you're IEA member. Don't forget that part.
Oh yeah, tell him you what IEA. Bring your wristband. So if y'all who are members know who that is, the rest of y'all never mind. But anyway, true story. You know, I grew up wearing glasses, and so did Jay. So we got this affinity because if you wear glasses, especially from a little kid, you know, they get stronger and stronger every year. So going to the optometrist is like going to the dentist because you know it's gonna be painful, it's gonna be ugly, and they're gonna make you read. You already know they know you can't see because they saw you last year, but they make you read the scale anyway, so you can. Well, what line can you read? Can you read this line? No. Can you read this line? No. Dude, just start at the bottom. You know, start at the top. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Don't even go down there. Jay makes it fun. He got this thing like the ones he picked for you, Lamont. Those frames he picked for you, man, they were perfect. As soon as he picked them up, I knew they were perfect. And we let you play around and look at three or four other ones just before you came back to the real deal. But he just got it like that. He did the same thing for me. So when you're out and about, if you see anything that looks stylish and you feeling it, Jay should be the first and last call you make because he got it. If it's out there, he got it. If he can't get it, it don't exist. Now, who should I play? Hello?
Yo.
Dude.
I can't take it anymore.
Where were you? You just leave me hanging.
No, I didn't mean to leave you hanging, but I was thinking about Jay making me look like somebody because being that I'm the most funniest looking subject that he got, I know if he could make me look good, I know he can do wonders for some other people.
Well, I got you now. Since you said you was thinking, I know why you couldn't talk because it's like a multitasking thing. We've been there. So, who am I going to play?
Can we get a little ghetto with Let It Go?
Let It Go. Okay, I'm going to look for it. Did you say that was Ghetto Hippie?
Yes, sir.
Man, with Ghetto Hippie is, wait a minute, is GK Feet J-O, is Radio, is that J-O?
Well, I see Let It Go by Ghetto Hippie right there.
Well, hit that there.
Here you go.
It. All right.
I want to welcome y'all to Club Coffee Smoke. Y'all make some noise over here, y'all. I take a little
Yeah, we back. That was my boy Ghetto Hippie. I just love working with live instruments, and especially when I'm doing like some hip hop tracks. I just love working with live horns, man. It just brings a whole nother flavor to the music. But thank you for joining us on I Am Indy. I'm Lamont and my boy Reg.
In the house.
We have Lionel Tedeschi, a reggae artist, and I hope I said his last name correctly.
As close as you can, man. We understand. We know what
well,
you're working with.
Well, you know I'm challenged, but anyway, Lionel, you know, I got it. I'll just say Lionel. How's that? Is that cool?
Is it? Lionel, you be there? See, you done pissed him off, man. He left. See?
No, he there. You just won't let him say nothing. Lionel, I said your name correct, didn't I, brother?
Hello?
You live?
What up, man?
Lionel, that you, man?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he pissed you off, man.
He think I pissed you off because I said your name correctly.
Exactly. You said it right. How you doing, Lamont?
I'm blessed, brother. How you doing, man?
Same here, man.
Man, you don't have to be nice to him. I'll still let you on the radio.
How you, what's going on, Jack? Red?
Yeah, well, we're going to retract that. He does have to be nice to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, you guys are blessed, man. And you're blessing everybody else along, you know?
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah, we certainly tried to, man. We definitely trying to have a good time, man. And like I said, we are blessed on this end, and we're definitely fortunate to have, you know, some talent such as yourself joining us, man, because you are the type of person that make what we're doing enjoyable, you know, amongst all the knuckleheads out there, amongst all the strife and trials and tribulations everybody else is going through right now, you know, with the economy and, you know, the state of affairs, man. But, you know, through this entertainment thing, I mean, this is the only thing that we could do to keep our spirits uplifted, man, and know that there's hope out there, man. I hope that makes sense. Sound like it made sense to me, but I hope
there
it makes sense
man.
To everybody else.
I think that's the only thing you said that made, that's, you made more sense than that than the whole 2-hour show. That's
I'm glad we're on radio, not TV, because see, do you see this right here?
wait, check this out.
Do you see
one
finger waving at you?
No, this is how you do it on the radio. You go like this, you go, can you hear this? Let me turn it up for you. That's how you do it on the radio, bro.
Hey, y'all see what I have to contend with over here?
Hey, I got GK. I think I got J.O., man, to play. We were trying to find some J.O. Maybe it was mislabeled. So let's try to play it. If it's not right, we'll pull it and figure out how that got in there because people have been sliding us stuff lately. Anybody got anything to say before I play this? I think this is going to be a great song.
And check this out. For y'all that's listening out there, hit us up at 347-308-8747.
Okay, who is this? Somebody says they're on the line waiting at 7 or 243. Let's see who this is on the line waiting. Okay, 243, you were on the line waiting? Oh, it's Jay! It's Jay! Jay's on the line! He was waiting!
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, man. We got the super fly guy of eyewear. This is Jay Crimmy. Jay is the super fly guy with the shades that I said made it a great experience. Well, Ben, I know you were making money hand over fist because I think the flying Elvi all came through your office while we were on the radio.
I just want to know, is this the New York brother from the other mother that makes funny looking guys like me look good?
Yes, indeed. It sure is, and I make them all look good.
Well, we don't want them look as good as we don't want to make them look as good as me, Jay. Come on now, I won't feel special
anymore.
Well,
you know, you do got a point.
This Jay is really the man. Jay, just real quick, tell the people who are listening some of the people that you have worked with. I mean, Jay's got stories. Kenny Youngblood, you know who is Kenny Youngblood?
Well, Reg, Kenny Youngblood is actually the gentleman that he put ZZ Top on the map back in the day, back in back in the 80s, and he currently still works with ZZ Top. And, you know, Las Vegas is a fun place. When people come through the door, you know, everybody wants to look the look, and they want to walk the walk. And when they come in, you know, you just don't know who's coming. They want to look good. They want to look different. And Kenny Youngblood came in here, and, you know, we put him in some classic Ray-Bans, some, you know, he wanted that old-school look, which is quite popular, big black frames, the mysterious look. And, yeah, he came rolling through, really, really made the day.
Now this is a guy that puts glasses on people. He sounds like, you know, some hip cat driving a Ferrari down Hollywood Boulevard. If you look at his shop, he's got, like, marble and colors and mirrors and stuff hanging out the ceiling and all kind of stuff going on. And I was looking at your counter, and I happened to see some stains on your granite countertop. And when I pointed at them, you looked at me and said, "Little Wayne." What was all that about?
Well, actually, it was Little John.
Little John
was visiting Caesar's Palace along with Paul Wall, some hip hop dudes, and of course come over from Los Angeles area to do some music here in Vegas. And a good friend of mine had some service here at my eyewear boutique as well. Big fun, lots of bling, lots of rhinestones. And believe it or not, those cats came all the way from the Strip to come up here to the boutique, you know, serve up a little Grey Goose martini and shop around. They had the whole crew with them, the bodyguards. And again, you just don't know who's going to walk through the door, and that's what really, you know, gives it a fun experience. You know, of course, they're all active in music videos, and everybody wants to outdo everybody. You know, everybody wants to be different. Everybody wants to have that superstar look. So, you know, I've got about 3,000 different choices of eyewear over here. And there's no shortage of who you want to be and when you want to be it. It can happen. People want to look cool. They want to look. They want the look.
Jay, well, one quickie here, Jay. I remember you telling us about this program that you have that you're working with for some of the indigent. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Gift of sight, right?
Absolutely. In addition to, you know, the fact that the eyewear boutique here is all about, you know, fun and eyewear, sunglasses, you know, Prada, Gucci, Tom Ford, all the big players. I'm also very involved in the community, and I really enjoy giving back to the community. So what I offer is a program called the Gift of Sight, and basically it's helping out people who have a serious need that maybe they may be in a crisis or having some difficulty. So I invite them into the boutique, look around at some eyewear. I give them a complimentary service for their prescription needs. You know, they got a job interview. They need new glasses. Times are tough. So I'm real big on giving back to the community and helping out the people.
You did something like that for the Katrina victims. Because, you know, those of us that wear glasses, you know, like you say, your quote is that, you know, it's the first thing you pick up in the morning and the last thing you put down at night. But you helped some of the people at Katrina with their glasses, right?
Indeed, I did as well. You know, and it's a win-win. You know, it's a win-win. So I'm very proud of that, and you know, I like to preach that because, you know, a lot of these big companies out there today, they're too busy focusing on the cash register. You know, they're not exactly worried about the customer service anymore and retaining the patient, keeping the customer. You know, it's all about that big corporate dollar. And that's why I decided after all the years of being in that industry, 20 years, to go on my own and simply, you know, give people what they want, not what someone else, you know, not just give them the service to say, "Oh, yeah, you look like a rock star," you know. Let the people make their own decision.
Yeah, you have a way of doing it. Like I was saying before you got online, you know, for those of us who wear glasses, it's kind of like going to the dentist. It's really an uncomfortable experience. And your line broke up for just a second, but from what I understand, people are coming from, like, the big spots and, like, the malls and the forum shops and places like that where they sell the same product, they're searching you out, and people are driving all the way from the strip just to get the kind of special service that you provide.
Well, and that's what it's all about. Once again, you know, the service. People want that attention. People want to know that they have choices and they can try on, you know, multiple pairs of eyewear. You know, maybe Prada. Maybe they don't want a designer name, but they want the look. You know, so I try to, you know, passion myself on, you know, giving them what they want and giving them the service. And that's vital, you know, for survival nowadays. You know, you got to provide them with the outstanding service. And that's what I love to do. That's what I do.
Yeah, you got to do me a favor, man. You got to come back next week. We're down to our last minute. The time's about to run out. Will you promise me that you come back next week and do another show with us?
Absolutely, I would love to.
Okay, next time when all them flying Elvi come in, give them to your assistant or something, man, so you can blow your own horn, all right?
Very well.
Okay.
And thank you, Jay, for joining us, man. You're a blessing, man, and thanks for looking out, and we're glad to have you as part of our team.
702-243-I.
You got it. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for the courtesy, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Very soon.
Well,
okay.
Goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven. Because it hasn't. I can't take it anymore.
And that's the show, folks. See you next time, next week, same time, same channel. Every Wednesday from 2 to 4. I am Indy, Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darling.
Dame Taylor on the beat. Let's go.
I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Yeah, I don't know what it is, bro, but some point you just grow a little bit, ma. One day it's just in the heart again, and the next Sunday you're a full participant. I can't help it, I'm caught up in the mix, and the Holy Spirit.